There's a select list of superstars in music history who have a lot of number one hits. Elvis Presley, Mariah Carey, Michael Jackson have a lot, but none have more than the Beatles. And on this date, November 13th, 2000, the Fab Four collected all those hits onto a single disc called One and set even more records. We're looking back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox. Come together. The three surviving Beatles, Paul McCartney, George Harrison, and Ringo Starr, and their producer, George Martin, worked together on the compilation with the idea to include any song that reached number one either in the UK or the United States. But it ended up being slightly more complicated than that. For You Blue made it to the top in the US as a double A-side with The Long and Winding Road, but it wasn't included. On the other hand, Day Tripper was placed on the album as it was a double A-side with We Can Work It Out, which reached the top in the UK.
We can work it out.
On the same date the One album was released, the Beatles made their first journey into cyberspace when they launched TheBeatles.com. The 27 tracks on the One album were featured, including historical facts and chart data, along with multimedia elements like album art, videos, and a virtual tour of Abbey Road Studios. It was exactly what the fans wanted, even though many already had the band's entire catalog on CD. From the first week of release, One raced to the top of the charts in 35 countries, selling over 31 million copies worldwide and certified as the best-selling album of the 21st century. The Beatles still knew how to reach the top when they released One on this date, November 13th, 2000, as we looked back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox.
Get back to where you once been.